Anybody who is crippled with fear and is virtually paralyzed with the idea of reshaping or starting anew, what would you recommend to them?
You know, I'm 56 now, but there have been a couple of different times in my life where, you know, some what I call B traumas happened. It was never life and death, which would be an A trauma, but definitely some B traumas happened. You know, if you go back years ago, in a very brief period of time, like you said, I was a realtor, I was married to a contractor, and in a very brief period of time, because of a water moratorium, we were unable to continue building, so we basically lost our ability to create income and put my husband out of work. We had a water moratorium, so we lost our business. 6 months later, our house burned down. So we lost all our stuff and found out we were underinsured. And within a year after that, because of the debt that was incurred from us not being able to build homes, which is what we did, and having lost all our stuff, we were forced into bankruptcy. Now, this is back in the late 80s. It was very embarrassing. I mean, to me, I saw bankruptcy being right up there with getting arrested. You know, it was horrible and very, very frustrating. And I was sad and I was irritated. And this began my personal interest in personal growth, personal development. I wasn't handling things very well. The irritation, the frustration, the anger was becoming rather pervasive. And so I was very fortunate that as I got into a sales company, I had a mentor recommend that I take a look at personal development and start a personal development practice. And boy, the timing could not have been better. So that's the beginning where I began to realize, wow, you know, again, another Jim Rohn quote, what we think about, we bring about. You know, I began to really believe that my thoughts could support my actions, which could support my reality, my ultimate results in my life. You know, I was still only in my 30s and, less mature as I am now and younger, certainly, but it certainly played a role. So that marriage did not survive. And I met another man years later and happily married and was married to him 15 years. And that marriage ended unexpectedly. That was the second time my world was rocked because I thought we were happily married and evidently it was one-sided. And so came home from a training gig, and just found out that after 15 years, the marriage was done. I mean, talk about fetal on the floor. This is 6 years ago, Chris, so don't worry, I'm not going to start crying. But at the time, it was another one of those life-changing moments. And so my ability to lean on my personal development practice, I mean, even fetal on the floor, I'll never forget, fetal on the floor crying. There's still this voice in my head that said, Leslie, you can choose to have this help you be the best Leslie you can be. Like even in the very beginning, which unreality and grief and whatnot, that voice was there because of what happened in my past. So over the last 6 years, I've heavily leaned on my personal development practice, which has allowed me to come through the grief, to come to authentic forgiveness and acceptance, and to not only get back to who I was. Actually, I'd have to say I'm more rock solid, more stable, more mature, more comfortable in my skin. I truly am the best Leslie I've ever been, I'd say, at this point in my life, because of one reason: my commitment to personal development, which controlled my mindset, which has allowed me to react the way I choose to react, not be reactive, to draw into my life the business, the clients, the health, the relationship, the abundance that I choose to. I mean, I truly know, because I live it every day, that our mindset, it's our mindset that controls our reality. So I had a lot of practice. Yeah. A lot of practice in that area.
And, you know, I mean, in some ways, I would immediately want to say, oh, I'm sorry. And then at the same time, when I continue to listen and you say something like, it's made you, these experiences have made you who you are. So who am I to say I'm sorry you went through them? Because in fact, they've shaped you. And as Benjamin Franklin said, you've been able to reshape your life. And I just find it absolutely fascinating. And I think it's really obvious when you go to LeslieZahn.com and you read some of the testimonials, watch some of the videos, read some of the blurbs and get your newsletter, you really begin to understand that you couldn't be who you are right now if you hadn't gone through those B traumas, as you call them. And I like the way you categorize that too. That gives us hope. And I think that's what your career stands for. As I listened to that previous interview where you and I met and then began to correspond, is that you give hope that there always is going to be a brighter tomorrow if you have the right mindset. So I do believe, like you, Leslie, that you can choose to be a champion. And yet, I guess you get to define what champion is, right?
Absolutely. Different definitions, you know, different definitions. And a champion in different areas of our life also, which I find really interesting, you know, to help and wellness, like I've come to believe now, perhaps menopause has motivated me in this area, but you know, our health is number one priority, right? And I deal with very successful salespeople. My clients are top of their field, top of their game, highly successful financially. And I remind them all the time that, you know, you're living your wildest dream come true. You've got the finances you worked so hard for, you know, the income that you worked so hard for. And you'd be pretty silly to be overweight, diabetic, tired, medicated, not be able to fully appreciate the lifestyle, the option, the choices that come with financial abundance if you don't have your health. So I've definitely come, you know, number one core value is certainly health. So certainly be a champion in your health. And then, you know, there's really seven life categories that I train on when I'm doing vision work, right? And so seven categories perhaps like where we could all choose to be champions. Certainly our health, number one, our spirituality, our family, friends, relationships is a category. Our mindset is a category. Adventure, recreation, you know, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? That's a good category. Career, money, that's a great category. And service, you know, how do we want to give back? We want to make a difference in the world, you know, so champions in all different areas of our life, for sure. That's a really good point, Chris.
LeslieZahn.com, LeslieZahn.com, Zann.com. Become a Zahn fan today. Sign up for the newsletter. It's one of the, Leslie, it's a newsletter that I look forward to getting. You know, sometimes you sign up for them and you forget and think, oh yeah, there's that, delete. Yours I read, yours I look forward to, and a lot of times short and sweet and exactly what I needed in that moment. And so for that work and the work you're doing in the world, I say thank you.
Chris Story, you are a breath of fresh air and a complete pleasure. And from the minute we've met, it's just been a joy. So thank you so much.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.